Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. The World Series is on the air. This is Ted Hughes speaking from Maven Field, Detroit, where the Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals are battling for the World Championship. The play-by-play descriptions of all the World Series games are brought to you at the compliments of the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edsel Ford, and your local Ford dealer, producers and distributors of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks. The sponsors will be amply repaid if you get enjoyment from these broadcasts. In order that you might hear the play-by-play description of this game in its entirety, the Paris Medicine Company has kindly omitted its regular afternoon broadcast. On behalf of the Ford Motor Company and the Columbia Network, it's a pleasure to be sitting here at the ballpark watching everything that goes on before the game. And for that matter, contemplating everything that the pleasure doubles. All last night as the pre-trains rolled over the rail neighborhood, while ballpark turned in early and press men either filed stories and swapped songs and sayings, the fact that this is a musical World Series soon become more strongly to my mind. On the one side to the rhythm of the clicking wheels and rails, you can hear that cardinal train grinding out that great old classic. Stop that tiger, take that tiger. And it seemed to grow louder and louder. On the other side, you could hear that wailing moan of the downhearted fans giving an undercurrent of that great old classic of the 49th State of the Union. Got the blues, got the blues, got the St. Louis blues. And that made the counter melody and tempo. That this is a series based on musical terminology goes further in the fact that the Tiger fans who rose at dawn to meet the homecoming American Leaguers at the station greeted those ball hustlers with a note of appreciation that whipped through the ship morning air in a grand crescendo. And that's how this morning, as we wended that quite weary way to Maven Field, the sun shining and the weather zippy enough to make your steps light and airy, we sang a song of satisfaction over the World Series of 1934. It's been full of all kinds of baseball and no end of good fun. Unfortunately, the fall classic may end today. Tigers beat out the three victories, the two for the Cards. And the pitcher for the Tigers today will be none other than Master Schoolboy Row himself. His is the awesome figure of a colossus of road who stands between the Cardinals and a chance at another game tomorrow. But you never can tell. Baseball is and always will be a game entirely dependent upon the support given a pitcher by the men who line up behind him. Now on the other side of the fence will be Paul Daffy Dean, the younger member of the Brothers Dean family, which hurled the Cards to a surprise pennant in the National League this year. And in between them are the possessors of two victories and one defeat in this present autumnal classic that has now reached the sixth game. Paul trimmed the Tigers in the third game of the series in very workmanlike fashion and may be able to do so again today if the Cards get what are known as the breaks. Texas was served up to them in that now distinctly and differently removed first game of the series, which was played here October the 3rd, when the entire Tiger infield bobbled this and that to give the Cards an 8-3 victory behind Big Team. Verging upon their greatest achievement in Major League Baseball, that in being one game from the first World Championship ever owned by a Tiger Town baseball man, these self-famed Bengals are on the threshold of immortality today. With the great schoolboy clinging his pants and his shoes from the almost demoralized forces of the Redbirds, the local citizenry are hysterically acclaiming Mickey Cochran and all the lads as our next world champion, thus giving the Redbirds no quarter. But Frankie the Fordham Flash Fritz has his own ideas of that too. No believer in odds which are overwhelmingly against him, the playing manager of the visiting team boldly declares that powerhouse hitting will blast the giant schoolboy off the hilltop and pave way for the triumphant rush of the Redbirds to the two victories needed to give him and his red-breasted birds that coveted championship flag. The interest is not only with the spectator and the reader as much as it is with those distantly removed from the park. Depend upon every word, excited thousands of sporting telegrams and letters regarding the series today. The magic of the names of Wallace Fury, Jimmy Dunn, and other Sweeneys, or bandsmen such as Bernie Cummins and Johnny Hamp, or even instant news talks like Jimmy Coughlin, have had an electrifying effect in bringing the world close upon us as the Sydney press boxes can send out the progress of the ball game. Everywhere at every place, the game have attractive listening posts, and the appreciation of a fan, large or small, has been a source of gratification to Pat Flanagan and Frank Walk, who are cooperating in bringing the ball game to you play by play. There's a pack of information behind the scorecards, and there's observations enough to pass around to everyone. For that purpose, we should give you Pat Flanagan, whose insights and sidelights will refresh your memory and bring you up to date on the 1934 World Series. And there you are, Pat. Okay, Fred. How about you, ladies and gentlemen? During the regular season, a fan always yells, "What's his batting average?"
and a ball player is mentioned. The ball player asks, how does he hit in the clincher? They want to know if he hits with men on bases or is what they call a lonely hitter. Now, looking at the series so far, we find St. Louis as a team, without hitting Detroit, 46 hits to 43, and has a team batting average of 251 compared to the Tigers' 235. St. Louis shows five hitters, four of them regulars, hitting well over 300. Detroit has four, three of them regulars, hitting above the 300 mark. So what then is the difference that shows Detroit ahead 3-2 on games? Pitching for one thing, errors for another, and hitting when the men are on bases for the third. Now, under Pittsburgh, we find that the Cardinal pitchers have walked twice as many men as have the Tiger players, 22 to 11 to be exact. The Tiger pitchers as a whole have used a better chance to pitch. The fireball is all right at times, but the curve and the slow ball is just as effective. Today's game has two possibilities, a draw for the Cardinals, or a world championship for the Tigers. And your guess is just as good as mine. Now the pitchers for today show Paul Dean, the boy from Holdenville, Oklahoma. The youngster who bats and throws right-handed, who won his game in the series, and who spends his winters in Houston, Texas. His greatest claim to fame in this year of 1934 was the fact that he took a no-hit game. During the season, he campaigned mostly against the Giants and found them very easy, and turned up with 19 defeats and 11 defeats as a first-year man. Linwood schoolboy Rose, his greatest claim to fame this year, is the fact that he won 16-6, but the Philadelphia Athletics spoiled that 17 points. However, he turned up with 24 victories and 8 defeats, and he showed beautiful pitching in the game that he won just a few days ago. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes my part of this program here at the present time, so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Frank Locke, who will tell you what is going on in this ball game, play by play. This is the lineup for the average to show on.
All right, Frank. Thank you, Pat. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And we're all set to go here in just a few moments now in the sixth game of this World Series, which at the present time reached three victories for the Detroit Tigers and two for the Cardinals. And here's the probable starting lineup for this afternoon. We have your scorecards and pencil ready. We'll call them, giving you a chance to dot them down. For Detroit, White, center field. Cochran, catcher. Gehringer, second base. Roslin, left field. Rogel, short. Greenberg, first base. Owen, third. Fox, right, and Roll, pitch. For the Cardinals, Martin, third base. Rothrock, right field. Swish, second base. Medwick, left field. Holland, first base. The steering is going up. They just call off the lineup and announce Roll as the pitcher. Got a big hand from the Detroit Lancers. Collins will be at first base for the Cardinals. The Lancer is set. And either Horsati or Fullerton center will get that in just a moment. DeRocher short and Paul Dean will be on the firing line. The Lancer will do the catching. Just call that off. Horsati center, DeRocher short, and Paul Dean pitch. The umpires will be Clem working at the plate, Geisel at first, Risen at second, and Owen at third. Pauline also got a nice share from the fans. Nice hand, his name was called off as the starting pitcher for St. Louis this afternoon. This is the first time that two winning pitchers are meeting in the series. Rose is the national anthem.
Thank you.
the Detroit Tigers going out on the field now. The umpires are just finished their conference, and the men are taking their respective positions on the playing diamond. The park has again jammed this afternoon, and outside of the point, there's thousands that were unable to get in. You just had to fight your way through the crowd to get in the Navin Field this afternoon. The Detroit Tigers are tossing the ball around in the infield now, taking their preliminary warm-up there. Rowe has not come out to the plate as yet. At the margin, there is Rowe now strolling out to the mound. We made the reference coming out to the plate. We met to the mound, and listen to the hand that Rowe is getting as he's rolled out to the rubber. Mickey Kaplan will be again be back at the plate, working with Rowe, and for the Cardinals, it will be Paul Dean and the Lambs. Several of the Cardinals pitchers and catchers going down to the bullpen. Apple Martin will be the first man. Alvin, Walter, Mooney, and Davis going down to the bullpen for the Cardinals. And Healy. Apple Martin is the first man up for St. Louis in the first half of the first inning. Apple standing just to the right of the plate, looking those pitches over while he's warming up there with Mickey Thompson. Umpire Clem also standing just to the right of the plate. Martin, Rothrock, and Frake will be the first three men. They're going to pass and throw down to Gehringer at second base. Martin has a very nice average in the series there. He's hit 381 so far in the 5 games. Right-handed hitter. They're all set to go. Martin is stepping in the batter's box. The right-handed hitter. Rowe is on the mound getting a signal from Mickey Cochran. And this pitch game is just about to get underway. Rowe gets the signal. Starts his wind-up to the pitch. There's the first one to Martin. Foul. Back up into the first spot. Back of the plate. And the count is one strike on top of Martin. And umpire Clem tosses out a new ball to Rowe. Rowe is standing back off the mound. Rubbing the cloth off. He's coming back in on the rubber. Getting a signal again from Dodson. One strike with the count. Starts to wind up to the next pitch. Here it is. Wide and low, ball one. Makes the count lead 1-1. 1-1 on top of Martin. And for St. Louis, the first half of the first inning. Goes on the mound again. Starts to wind up to the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a foul ball going down the right field line up on top of the stand. And the count is two strikes and one ball on Martin. Now the new ball tossed out to low. Martin steps back out of the batter's box. Gonzalez is coaching at third. For St. Louis, where is it first? Rowe's coming back in on the mound. Got the signal from Catherine. The count of two strikes and one ball. Martin is lined up for the pitch. There it is. And a fly ball. Going down back of the pitcher's mound. Owen is after it. And he makes the catch about halfway between the pitcher's mound and second base. On his first out. Martin pops out to Owen. One away. And that brings up Rothrock. The Cardinal right fielder switch hitter batting left-handed against Rowe. Rothrock is hitting 143 in the series. Bridge on deck. Rowe starts his wind up for the initial pitch to Rothrock. And he puts one down the third baseline. Owen is after, but the ball rolls foul. Ball rolls foul before it got to third. And it's one strike on Rothrock. Strike is a count. A new ball is tossed out to Rowe. They're waiting on Rothrock to get back to the plate. This is the first half of the first inning. One down, nobody off. One strike is a count. He's on the mound again. That's for the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a drive down the right field line. It's there. Just inside of the line. Here comes Rothrock racing for second base. There's a throw and he's safe at second with a double. Rothrock doubles down the right field line. Brings up manager Frankie Frick. Cardinal manager and second baseman, another switch hitter, batting left-handed against Rowe. And his average in the series is 227. Rowe's on the mound. He got the signal from Cochran. All set. Here's the pitch. Back horn called on three. Medwick on deck. This is the first half of the first inning. One strike is a count on Frankie Frick. Rowe's on the mound again. Got the signal. Here's the next one. And it's a ground ball. It's a line drive down through Owen. A nice catch. The line drive from Frankie Frick is back to Owen at third base. He's in not many chance to double Rock Rock there. Gallagher couldn't get over to the bag fast enough. The play was made too quick. Two down. Bruce lined out to Owen at third. That brings up Joe Medley, the Cardinal left fielder, right-handed hitter. Sitting 381 in the series. Goes on the mound. He gets set. Here's the first pitch. And it's a drive out to right field for a hit. Here comes Rock Rock coming in. Here's the throw. And he's in with a run. And Medley goes down to second on the throw to plate. To the plate. Medley singles to right. Rock Rock scoring. And on Foster's throw to the plate, Medley moves down to second. Run in. Two down. Medley goes second base. And Rip Collins is up. Michael, first baseman, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against Rowe. First half of the first inning. One run in. Rowe takes his position on the mound. Getting set for the first pitch to Collins. Here it comes. And it's a fly ball going out to deep right. Watts is going back. He comes it. And he makes the catch right in front of the bleachers out there for the third out. Retiring the side. Collins out on a fly out to Fox and right. The result, the first half of the first inning show, no runs, or rather one run, beg your pardon, two hits, and no errors. And the score now reads one for Grand Gorge. Going into the last half of the first with Detroit getting their first chance. Now time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBBM Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Back at Haven Field, going into the last half of the first inning. And JoJo White, the Tigers center fielder, will be the first man up. That's been on deck, and Gehringer will be the third hitter. Aldine is on the mound taking his preliminary throws. Rick waiting down at second base for the throw. There it is, and we're all set to go. White is up, first man, left-handed hitter, getting 176 in the series. Aldean is taking position on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. The last half of the first inning, Dean starts his wind-up. Here's the pitch. Strike one, called. One strike is a count on White. Martin came charging in fast. Thought White was going to attempt to lay one down. One strike is a count on White. Dean's winding up. Here's the next one. All one inside, one and one. One ball and one strike. The last half of the first inning. It's on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Here it comes. All two outside and high. Two balls and one strike on White. Mickey Cochran on deck. This is the last half of the first, and the score is 1-0 so far in favor of the Rainbow Chargers. Aldine on the mound again. Getting a single from Delancey. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Now the two balls and one strike. And it's a foul into the sand. Down the left field line. And the count is even up now. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Umpire slams hands Delancey a new ball when he tosses out the ball lead. 2-2 is the count on White. First man up for the Tigers. The last half of the first inning. Dutch Hill wind up again. Here's the next one. And he went down swinging. White struck out for the first out. One away. And that brings up Mickey Cochran. Mickey Cochran is up. The Detroit manager and catcher. Left-handed hitter. And getting a big hand from the fans as he steps up to the plate. Cochran is hitting in the series. 150. One down, nobody on. Aldine's on the mound. Gets the old signal for the initial pitch to Cochran. Here it is. Wide, ball one. All is the count on Cochran. Dean starts the old windup for the next pitch. Strike one, call. The count is even up. One and one. One ball and one strike. Starts his windup for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a down ball going towards right field. Six makes a beautiful dive. Diving shot. But not any chance to get Cochran at first base. Had a beautiful diving stop on that ball, but not a chance to get Cochran at first. It's a hit for Cochran. He's on first base, and that brings up Charlie Gehringer. Charlie Gehringer is up. The Detroit second baseman. Left-handed hitter. One man down. Cochran on first base. Derringer batting. Derringer's hitting 381 so far in the series. Haldane's on the mound. Gets up for the first pitch. Here it is. Outside, ball one. One ball is the count on Derringer. Haldane on the mound again. Yep. And here's the next one. A ground ball going down to first. And he's out at first. Breaks to Collin. Cochran advancing to second. Cochran is on second base. One away. Or rather, two away. And that brings up Duke Sarvin, the banker, left fielder, a left-handed hitter. Sarvin is hitting 286 in the series. Two down. Making Cochran down on second base. Sarvin batting, left-handed hitter. Rogel on deck. This is the last half of the first inning. Scores 1-0 St. Louis so far. Haldane on the mound. Here's the pitch, and he swung at it. Strike one on Garvin. One strike on Goose Garvin. With two down. Cochran down on second base. We're in the last half of the first inning. Haldane on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey. Standing there in the rubber, getting set for the delivery. Cochran coming off the second a little bit. Here's the next one. And it's a hit down to Martin. Martin knocks the ball down. Covered, made a beautiful throw across that first to Collin, and Garvin was out. Poisons to Collin for the third out, returning the side. The result, the first, or rather the last half of the first inning, no run, one hit, and no error. And the score reached 1-0 table as we go into the first half of the second inning.
These World Series broadcasts are brought to you through the courtesy of the makers of the Ford V8.
Going into the first half of the second inning, and Delancey, the Cardinal catcher, will be the first man up. A left-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Orsatti and then DeRozan. Delancey is hitting exactly 200 so far in the series. First half of the second inning coming up. They hit for two for the Cardinals, and one for Detroit so far in the game. Goes on the mound, warming up with Hayworth until Mickey Cochran gets out. Delancey is throwing out to the plate, carrying two war clubs. In the last half of the first there, White, the first man for the Tigers, struck out, and Cochran singles. Gehring was thrown out by Swift, Cochran moving down to second, and then Garvin was thrown out at first, Martin to Collin. We're all set to go in the first half of the second inning. Delancey batting, a left-handed hitter. Taking his position on the mound. Going around in the third out there to get the six just right. Delancey steps back out of the batter's box for the moment. This is the first half of the second inning coming up. St. Louis leading 1-0. Delancey's in the batter's box. Lowers on the mound. He gets the signal from back when he's winding up. And here's the first pitch. And it's a drive going out to left. Looks like it. Dawson going back like it's nicely. No, he goes right up against the screen. Makes a beautiful catch. It looked like it was going into the sand for a home run. Dawson went right back against the screen and made a very nice catch. One away. One away. And Orsatti is up. Ernie Orsatti is up. Cardinal center fielder hitting 333 so far in the series. That's left-handed. One down, both charges wind up. Here's the first pitch to Orsatti, a foul to the left of the plate into the sand. One strike, a new ball is tossed there. One strike is a count on Orsatti. Goes on the mound again, he starts the old wind up for the next pitch. Here it is, and it's a bounce ball down to Owen. Owen comes up with it, and he's out at first. Owen to Greenberg for the second out. Two down. Two down, and that brings up DeRocher, the Cardinal shortstop. DeRocher's average for the series, 111. Right-handed hitter, he followed by Paul D. This is the first half of the second inning, and the score is 1-0 St. Louis at the present time. Joe takes his position on the mound, getting a signal from Cochran. Winding up, and the ground ball going down to third base.
Owen comes in, he makes a nice scoop up, and he threw the ball into the dirt at first base, and Greenberg makes a nice scoop up. Two nice plays on one ball there. As we try to decide, the roach are out, Owen to Greenberg. Third out, we're tying the side, and the results of the first half of the second inning show no runs, no hits, and no left. Quite a contrast there in the feeling of that inning from what happened out here in the first game, and also in the fourth game in St. Louis. Dawson making a nice cut there on the first ball on Delancey, and then Owen coming up with a beautiful stop there on DeRozier's slow roll. He's on the mound warming up with Delancey. We're going into the last half of the second inning. St. Louis leading by a score of 1-0. Rogel, the final shortstop, will be the first man up. Greenberg on deck, and Owen will be the third hit. The infield is tossing the ball around. Rogel standing to right of the plate. There goes Delancey's throw down to second, and we're all set to go. The last half of the second inning coming up. Rogel is the only switch hitter in the Tiger lineup, batting left-handed against Paul Dean. Paul Dean is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. We're all set to go. Starts the old wind-up for the initial pitch. Here it comes, and it's strike one call. Fast one right through the center. One strike is the count on Rogel. Paul Dean winding up for the next one. Ball inside and low. The count is 1-1. One ball and one strike on Rogel. This is the last half of the second inning. Gets the old signal again. And here's the next pitch. Ball is two. It was outside. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is the count on Rogel. Paul Dean on the mound. Starts the old windup. Strike. Call. They count it 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes. This is the first hitter for the Tigers in the last half of the break. Paul Dean starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Ball three outside. 3-2. This is the one. Got to be in there this time. This is the one that tells the story. The count is 3-2. On the mound. Getting a signal. Winding up for the pitch. And he went down swinging. Rogel was struck out for the initial out. Rogel struck out. That brings up Hank Greenberg. Tiger first baseman, a right-handed hitter, and Greenberg in the series is hitting 350. That's right-handed. Owen on deck. Paul Dean starts the old wind-up to the pitch. Ball one inside. $1 is the count on Greenberg. Paul Dean on the mound again. Starts the old wind-up to the next one. Here's the pitch, and another high one. Ball two, and no strikes on Greenberg. Two balls and no strikes with one man down, nobody on. This is the last half of the second inning. St. Louis leading at the present time by a score of 1-0, getting one run in the first inning. Pauline starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Strike. He swung at it. And the count of 2 balls and one strike on Greenberg. 2 balls and one strike is the count on Hank Greenberg. Getting a signal again for the next one. 2 balls and one strike. Here it comes. And he took another cut. And the count is even up 2-2. Balls and two strikes. Dean's winding up. Here's the pitch. And he went down swinging. Greenberg struck out for the second out. Two down. And that brings up Marvin Owen, the Tiger third baseman, a right-handed hitter. Owen in the series is hitting 95. Season average 316. Made a beautiful stop out there in the first half of the second. That pick up on DeRozier's ball. Here's the first pitch to Owen, a foul into the stands, the upper tier, back of the plate, 4-1 strike. There's two down, nobody on. This is the last half of the second. A new ball is tossed out to Paul Dean. It's on the mound. Starts the old wind up for the pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball. Going down to third. Martin takes it. And he's out at first. Martin to Collins. 43rd out, retiring the side. The result, the last half of the second inning show, no runs, no hits and no errors. And the score going into the first half of the third, the St. Louis 1, Detroit 0.
The Ford Motor Company is sending you the broadcast of the World Series game.
First half of the third inning coming up, and the first man up for St. Louis will be Paul D. He'll be followed by Pepper Martin and then Rod Rock. Dean hasn't had any hits in the series so far. Goes on the mound, taking his preliminary throws with Mickey Thompson, while the point infield is tossing the ball around. Here comes Paul Dean now, strolling out to the mound. Getting a nice hand from the fans. He's a right-handed batter. Goes takes his position on the mound. Paul Dean steps into the batter's box. We're all set to go. This is the first half of the third inning. Score 1-0 St. Louis. Goes on the rubber, getting the signal from Mickey Cochran. Starts the old wind-up for the initial pitch. Here it comes. And it's a hot grounder down the first baseline. Greenberg comes up with it. Runs over, touching the bag, making the put out. Unassisted. Aldine is out to Greenberg at first. Unassisted. One away. That brings up Pepper Martin. Cardinal third baseman, a right-handed hitter. Martin on his other appearance in the first inning. Pops out to Owen, who made the catch. Back of the pitcher's mound. Right-handed hitter, Rock Rock on deck. The umpires are calling time for a moment. The fans get the overcoats off of the rail and scatter some people out the back of the screen way down the right field line. One down, nobody on, and Pepper Martin up. Geisel is walking about halfway out there. And there's a bunch of boys sitting up on top of the fence out there. They're making them all move out of there. Evidently, it's bothering the hitters when they're up to the plate, facing that direction. So, in the meantime, is still tossing a few back and forth with Mickey Cochran. Just about got him cleared out there. The buildings across the street in the park are doing a very good business this afternoon. They're absolutely jammed. Every window and the roof and up on top of signs and everything else. Still waiting to get the youngsters off of the fence down the right field line. Umpire Geisel is coming back into first base. Pepper Martin stepping into the batter's box. There's one down. Nobody on. And it's the first half of the third. Rose on the mound. He got the signal. He's winding up. And here's the first pitch. Strike one called on Martin. Rock Rock on deck. One strike of the count on Martin. Rose winding up again. Here's the next one. Ball inside and high. One and one. One ball and one strike on Pepper Martin. First half of the third inning, St. Louis leading 1-0. Ball two. Outside and low, he was tempted, though he came very near swinging. The count is 2 balls and one strike. 2 balls and one strike on Pepper Martin. And here's the next one. And it's a hot grounder down to Gehringer. Gehringer comes up with it, and he's out at first. Gehringer through Greenberg, 42nd out. Two down. Two down, and that brings up Rob Rock. Rock Rock is up. Cardinal, right fielder. This is their second appearance to play. They got in trouble down the right field line in the first inning. And then scored a little later on Medwick's single to right center. So Dodgers wind up for the first pitch to Rock Rock. Inside, ball one. First half of the third inning. Goes back on the mound again. Starting his wind up for the next pitch. Here it comes. Oh! Back of the plate. And the count is 1-1 on Rock Rock. One ball and one strike with two down, nobody on. New ball tossed off to Rory, standing back to the mound, nothing he's lost off. Puts on his gloves down, steps back up on the mound. Gets his signal from Cochran, he's winding up to the pitch. Here it is, and a ground ball going back over his head, down back to second. Gehringer is after it, and he is over first. Gehringer juggled the ball after getting it back to second, but I think you'll get credit for a hit. It's a hit. It's an infield hit for Rock Rock. He's on first base with two down, and switches up. It was a hard ball for Gehringer to field, going over back of second base. He knocked the ball down, but not a chance to get the runner. First batting, left-handed. Rock on first, goes on the mound, getting set. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball down to Gehringer, and he makes a nice stop, and he's out at first. Gehringer to Greenberg. He went back on the grass, making a beautiful stop on that one, and tossed Fridge out at first base for the out. The result, the first half of the third inning, so no runs, one hit, and no errors. And the score reads 1-0 in favor of St. Louis, going into the last half of the third inning, and this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Back at Navin Field in Detroit, going into the last half of the third inning. And Pete Fox, the Tiger right fielder, will be the first man up for right-handed hitting. Followed by Schoolboy Rowe and then JoJo White. Score is 1-0 St. Louis. There's a throw down to second base. We're all set to go. Umpire Trim is dusting off the plate. Fox batting a right-handed hitter, getting exactly 238 so far in the series. Aldine winding up. Here's the first one, a foul. Back of the plate up against the screen, and the count is one strike on Fox. Two ball tossed out to Aldine. He's back on the mound again to get his signal from Delancey. One strike. Starts the old wind-up to the pitch. Here it is. And it's a pop fly. Going down back to the pitcher's mound, DeRozier is after it, and he makes the catch for the out. Fox popped out to DeRozier, who made the catch back to the pitcher's mound. One away, and that brings up Schoolboy Rowe. Rowe is getting a big hand as he strolls out to the plate. Rowe hit 314 during the season. He hasn't had any hits in the series so far. That's right-handed, followed by JoJo White. Aldine's winding up, and here's the first pitch to Rowe. Strike one, he swung at it. One strike is the count on Rowe. Aldine winding up for the next one. Ball, it was low, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Here's the next one, and it's outside and high. Ball two and strike one. In the other game, the drill pitch struck out 4 out of 4. Two balls and one strike on roll. One man down. Dean is winding up for the next one. And it's a foul ball. Going down the first baseline. Collins is going after it, but it's into the stands. Into the stands. And the count is even up now. Two strikes and two balls. Two strikes and two balls. A new one is tossed in, going around the Cardinal infield. And Martin is just now tossing the ball into Paul Lee. Two balls and two strikes on roll. One man down. Nobody on. This is the last half of the third. Paul Lee starts the old windup for the pitch. And he goes down swinging. Roll strikes out. 42nd out. Two down. And that brings up JoJo White, the Tiger center fielder, a left-handed hitter. That's four strikeouts for D. White is up, left-handed hitter with two down, nobody off. This is the last half of the third inning. Score is St. Louis 1, Detroit nothing at the present time. Aldine's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Winding up, 41st pitch to White. Here it comes. Oh, outside and low. One ball is a count on JoJo White. Start the old lineup again for the next pitch. Here it is. Ball two, outside. Two balls and no strikes on White. Two balls and no strikes with two down, nobody off. Back on the mound, gets the signal from Delancey. White's the left-handed hitter. Struck out on his other attempt to play the first inning. And here's the next pitch. Ball three, wide. 3-0 on JoJo White. Three balls and no strike. 3-0 is the count. Winding up to the pitch. Ball four outside, and JoJo White walks on four straight pitches. And that brings up Mickey Conklin.
That's the first base on ball to be issued in the game. Goes to JoJo White, and incidentally, JoJo White has probably had more walks than anyone else in the series. Makes the seventh base on ball that White has drawn during the series. Mickey Cochran batting, got a single in the first inning. Left-handed hitter. Aldean on the mound getting set. There goes the throw to first base, but White is back to the bag. White is on first base, two down, and Cochran batting. Gehringer on deck. Aldean's on the mound. Here's the pitch. And there he goes down to second. And he is... will get an error on the play on dropping that ball. However, White came in there pretty fast and kind of a hard one to handle. One strike is the count on Cochran. Time of call is a little conference out at the mound. White is on third base. And the count is one strike on Cochran, two down. On the mound, awaiting on Delancey, though he's fixing his shin guard, and Collins comes in. He also gets credit for a stolen base on that play, but the error comes in where it allowed White to advance from second to third. One strike on Cochran. Paul Dean is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Starts his wind up to the pitch. Here it is, and it's a ground ball. Going down to first base. Cochran is on first base. Cochran was hurt on the play. Hurt his knee on the play. Down on the back. All of the players are running out there as well as the trainer. Score is tied up now, 1-1. White's run that he just scored here a moment ago was about the same as he did in the one previous game there. Fourth game, when he got on, stole the base, he came all the way around the third, and then came in on a wild pitch. However, he got around that far this time and scored on Cochran's ground ball down to Collins there that went as an infield hit. Aldean went over to cover the bag, but he beat the throw by a fraction. White scores. Cochran is on first base. Cochran was hurt on the play. Hurt his knee on the play, down on the back. All of the players are running out there, as well as the trainer. Score is tied up now, 1-1. White's run that he just scored here a moment ago was about the same as he did in the one previous game there. In the fourth game, when he got on, stole the base, he came all the way around the third, and then came in on a wild pitch. However, he got around that far this time and scored on Cochran's ground ball down to Collins there that went as an infield hit. Aldean went over to cover the bag, and he beats the throw by a fraction. And it went as a hit for Cochran, makes two hits for Cochran, and White scored the tying run. They're running out to first base kid out first baseline now. The trainer is out there to work on Cochran. All of the players off of both teams are gathered out around the first baseline. Hayworth is warming up down in front of the Detroit dugout. In case Cochran doesn't stay in the game, my Hayworth will go in to do the catch.
And when play is resumed, Charlie Gehringer will be the hitter for the Tigers, with Mickey Kaplan on first base, of course, providing that he stays in the game, is able to stay in. They're still working on him. Down around the first base line, all the players are gathered out there. Both teams, all with the exception of the outfielders. Delancey is coming back to the plate. Paul Dean coming back out to the mound, evidently to take a few preliminary throws and keep warmed up a little. Buzzy Wears, the Cardinal coach, came out to say a few words to Paul Dean on the mound. Kaplan is coming up on his feet, and they're walking him around now, whether he's going to try to stay in or not. Getting a big hand from the fans as he gets up, walks around. Baker and Perkins, the two coaches, are walking him around out there. Evidently, he's going to try and stay in. And Gehringer will be the hitter. One play is resumed. Charlie Gehringer, the Tigers second baseman, a left-handed hitter. Mickey Kaplan evidently is going to stay in. He's going back over on first base. The players are coming back. There's two or three of them staying out around the back of the episode. Gehringer on his other appearance at the plate in the first inning was thrown out at first by Frankie Frick. Score aside, one and one. One ball, another one and one is the count with a man on first base. Gehringer up. Kaplan going to stay in. Getting set to go. Martin coming back out of third base. Gehringer steps into the batter's box. Baker back over third. The coach at the third baseline for the Tigers. Perkins at first. And we're all set to go. Paul Dean is on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Getting set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. And it's strike one call on Gehringer. One strike is the count on Charlie Gehringer. This is the last after third. Cochran's taking the lead off first. Here's the next pitch. Strike two. Another one called on Gehringer. Two strikes is the count on Charlie Gehringer. Mickey Cochran on first base. All teams on the mound. Just a signal from Delancey. It's all set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. And a foul over near the Tiger dugout. Two balls across there. This is the last half of the third inning. Score tied, one and one. Paul Dean takes his position on the mound. Getting a signal from Delancey for the next pitch. Two strikes to the count. Up goes his arms. He's all set. Here it is. Ball outside and high. Two strikes and one ball. That one came very near being a wild pitch. Paul Dean goes to the rosin bag. He's back on the mound again. Two strikes and one ball is the count. All set. Here it is. And it's a drive going out to deep right. Rock is back at 100. And he takes care of it. 43rd out, retiring the side. Gehringer out on a fly out to Rock in right field. A result from the last half of the third inning show one run, one hit, and one error. Which was charged up to Frankie Frick. Now the score as we go into the first half of the fourth is tied up 1-1.
And that's the end of the third inning of this World Series baseball game between the Cardinals and the Tigers, being played here at Haven Field, Detroit. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford Dealers of America. And back to the ball game with Francois.
The first half of the fourth inning coming up. White is getting a big hand as he goes out to his position in center field. Rowe's on the mound, warming up with Hayworth until Mickey Cochran gets on his catching paraphernalia and gets out to the plate. The first man to face Rowe here in the first half of the fourth inning will be Medley. Cochran is getting a big hand now as he comes out to the plate. Medley, first man up for the Cardinals in the first half of the fourth, with a score tied 1-1. Right-handed hitter. Medley has one hit so far in the game. One out of one. Getting the single in the first inning. Rowe takes his position on the mound. Getting a signal from Mickey Kaplan. Starts the old windup for the first pitch to Medley. All one. He started the swing. Changed his mind. The pitch was low.
One ball is a count on Medley. Rip Collins on deck. So starts the old windup for the next one. Here's the pitch. Strike. He swung at it. One and one. One ball and one strike on Medley. One ball and one strike. Score tied up. One and one. The first half of the fourth. Goes on the mound again. He starts the old windup for the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a ground ball back over his head going out to center field. For a hit. And Medley is on first base. Medley gets a single to center. That's his second hit. Two straight hits for Medley. And that brings up Rip Collins, the Cardinal first baseman. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Collins was out on a fly out to Fox in right field in the first inning. Delancey on deck. Goes on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Collins. Starting left-handed. Here it comes. Strike one called. One strike of the count on Rip Collins. This is the first half of the fourth. Ball game is tied up 1-1. One strike. Goes back on the mound again. Set for the next one. Here's the pitch. Ball. Inside and high. 1-1. One ball and one strike on Rip Collins. Joe Medley on first base. Nobody out. Goes on the mound again. Set for the next pitch. Here it is. Under the ground ball. Down to Jennings. Jennings goes to O'Gall. At second base. Forcing Medley. Medley forced out at second base. Carrier to O'Gall. Collins on first base. Result of the fielder's choice. And Delancey is up. Delancey is up. Cardinal catcher. He was out on the fly. Out to Garvin. On his first trip to the plate in the second inning. Orsatti on deck. This is the first half of the fourth inning. Score tied 1-1. Collins on first base. One man down. Thor takes his position on the mound again. Gets his signal from Thompson. For the first pitch to Delancey. There it is. Ball outside. One ball of the count on Delancey. One ball of the count on Delancey. Goes back on the mound again. Gets his signal for the next one. Here's the pitch. Fire. Up on top of the stands to the left of the plate. And the count is 1-1. One ball and one strike on Delancey. 1-1 is the count. One ball and one strike. Joe takes his position on the mound. Gets his signal from Cochran. Here it comes. And a foul. Back against the screen. The count is two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball is a count on Delancey with one man down and Rip Collins down on first base. Goes on the mound. Gets the old signal for the next pitch. Strike three. Delancey went down swinging. 42nd out. That's the first man for a row to strike out. Two down. Collins on first. That brings up Orsatti, the Cardinal center fielder, a left-handed hitter. Orsatti was thrown out by Owens on his other appearance at the plate in the second inning. DeRocher on deck. Goes on the mound, getting set. Here's the pitch. Ball one. Wide. One ball is a count on Orsatti. This is the first half of the fourth. The old ball game is tied up 1-1. Goes back on the mound, getting a signal for the next pitch. There's a throw to first base. Collins is back to the bag. Greenberg is tossing the ball back into row. Coming in on the mound. Getting set for the next pitch to Orsatti. One ball is a count. Here it comes. And it's a drive fly ball. Out to left field. Garvin is at it. And he takes care of it. Marty sold out. Retiring the side. Orsatti is out on a fly to Garvin and left. The result, the first half of the fourth inning shows no run. One hit. And no air. And the score reads 1-1. Going into the last half of the fourth inning. And Goose Garvin, the Tiger left fielder, is scheduled to be the first hitter. With Rogel on deck and Greenberg in the hole. Cardinals are out on the field. Paul Dean is just rolling out to the mound. Delancey is waiting for him there to take preliminary throws. Infield is tossing the ball around. Garvin is over picking out a war club. Going out to the plate. Goslin, Rogel, and Greenberg will be the first three hitters. Goslin on his other appearance to play in the first inning was thrown out at first by Pepper Martin. Did a hard ground ball on the third baseline. Martin knocked it down and threw him out at first. There goes the Lancy throw down to Frank at second, and we're all set to go in the last half of the fourth inning. The ball game tied up 1-1. Umpire Clem is dusting off the plate. Nedwick has just tied the record of 9 singles in a series when he got that last single. That tied the record. Paul Dean gets his signal. He's winding up to the pitch. Here it is. And it's a ground ball. Down to Frank. And he's out at first. Frank to Collins for the initial out. Johnson grounded out on the first pitch. And that brings up Rogel, the back of shortstop. Switch hitter, starting left-handed against Paul Dean. Second appearance today. He struck out in the second inning. Yep. Followed by Greenberg. One down. Nobody on the last half of the fourth. Paul Dean on the mound. Got Joe wind up for the first pitch. Here it comes. Right one. Call on Rogel. One strike on Rogel with one down, nobody on. The last half of the fourth inning. Paul Dean gets his signal. He's winding up. And it's a foul ball. Going over to the right of the plate. Delancey is after it. And he makes the catch for the second out. Rogel fouled out to Delancey. That brings up Hank Greenberg, the Tiger first baseman, a right-handed hitter. Greenberg struck out on his other appearance to play the second inning. He'll be followed by Owen. Umpire Clem is looking the ball over. For the first pitch to Greenberg. Ball one, wide. One ball is a count on Greenberg. This is the last half of the fourth. So it's tied up 1-1. He's on the mound again. Gets the old signal for the next one. Winding up, and here it comes. And it's a fly ball. Going down the left field line. It's going foul. Martin is after it. And DeRosa makes the catch. Martin has got the ball. And DeRosa came in back of it and made the catch down the left field line. 43rd out, retiring the drive. That one was rather funny there, the way that worked out. The result, the last half of the fourth inning shows no runs, no hits, and no errors. And the score reads 1-1 going into the first half of the fifth inning. This broadcast is sponsored by the makers of Ford and Lincoln Cars and Ford Trucks. First half of the fifth inning coming up. St. Louis is back, and DeRocher will be the first man with Dean on deck and Martin the third hitter. So is out on the mound. Scottman just throwing out to the plate. Takes preliminary throws while the Tiger infield tosses the ball around. Both pitchers are pitching great ball so far in this game. So is allowed 4 hits and Paul Dean is allowed 2. Dean has walked one man. Where Rowe hasn't walked in. Leo DeRocher is the first man up for St. Louis, the first half of the fifth inning. Second time at the plate in this game. He's thrown out by Owen in the second inning. Rowe is on the mound, getting a signal. Starts the old wind up for the first pitch to DeRocher. Here it comes, and it's a ground ball. Down to Gangster, knocks the ball down, and there goes the play, but it's too late to get him, and it looks like it'll be recorded as a hit for DeRocher. It's a hit for DeRocher, and he's on first base. DeRocher gets a hit off of Gehringer's glove back to second. He's on first base. Gehringer came very near making a beautiful stop on that one. He went over that 24 to get a hold of that ball, rather than knock it down. Paul Dean coming up to the plate. Second appearance, he grounded out to Greenberg unassisted in the third inning. Right-handed hitter with DeRocher on first base, Martin on deck. Down the mound getting set for the first pitch to Paul Dean, and he puts one down the first base line. Greenberg picks up the ball and runs back to the bag, making the put out unassisted.
Four base came very near pulling it fast when that green flag was flying down to the back, slowing up playing interception. Four being picked up speed, and he does like the fracture of beating green flag to the back. 0-2 is out of second. One down, and Temple Martin is up. One down, Temple Martin batting. This is Martin's third appearance to play the other end so far in this game. Popped out to Warren in the first inning. He's made the catch back to the pitcher's mound. And in the third inning, he was thrown out at first by Charlie Gehrigan. He rested down on second base. One man down. Martin batting with Rock Rock on deck. And this is the first half of the trip with the score tied 1-1. Goes on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Martin. Third time. Strike one call. One strike on Papa Martin. First half of the fifth inning. Zeroes are down on second base. Zero takes his position on the mound again, getting set for the next pitch. Here it comes. And it's a hit. Out to right field, a ground single. Here comes Zeroes. Osmond is coming in with a throw. Here it comes. And he's in. With a run, the ball gets back up. Going back to the screen. And Martin comes all the way around to third. Somebody will get an error on that one. It'll allow Martin to advance from second to third on it. Zeroes scored on Martin's single out to left. And then Martin, on the next bat, throw at the plate, comes all the way around. It's an error. Promptly on Zagman's throw from the outfield. Zagman gets the error on the throw. At the run in, Martin on third base, one down, and Rock Rock batting. Winding up, here's the pitch to Rock Rock. Strike one, he swung at it. The infield is in close, clear in on the grass in case he has to hit a ground ball if they have a chance to cut Martin off at the plate. Here's the next pitch to Rock Rock. Ground ball, down to Rogel. Rogel feels the ball, he's out at first, and Martin scores. Rock Rock was out at first, Rogel to Greenberg, as Martin crosses the plate with a run. Two down. Two down, and Frankie Frisch is up. And the score is now 3-1 in favor of St. Louis, the first half of the fifth inning. Frankie Frisch is the next hitter for the Cardinals. A five-run dusting off the plate. There's two down, nobody off. Medwick on deck. Medwick, as we told you, has a record tied on singles for the series. And he's got a chance to break that his next time up. He has nine singles in his series. Here's the first pitch to Frisch. Fireball. Stockman is going after it. Over to the left of the plate. And he takes care of it. On his third out, retiring the side. Frisch fouled out to Stockman. The results of the first half of the fifth inning show two runs, two hits, and one error, which was charged up to Goslin on that throw to the plate. Now we have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Haven Field in Detroit, going into the last half of the fifth inning with the Tigers at bat. And Marvin Owen, the Tiger third baseman, will be the first man up with Pete Fox on deck and Schoolboy Rowe in the hole. Aldine is on the mound, warming up with Delancey. Marvin Owen standing right for the plate there, waiting for him to make his throw down, and the umpire to call play ball and start. There goes the throw down to Frisch at second. Owen steps into the batter's box. The umpire is dusting off the plate. And we're all set to go the last half of the fifth inning. Owen's second appearance is played. In the second inning, he was thrown out of first by Pepe Martin. Aldine starts his lineup for the first pitch to Owen. Wait, he swung at it, and how. He had all the intentions in the world of lifting that one right out in the bleachers. One strike is a count on Owen. Aldine on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey. Winding up to the next pitch. Here it comes, and it's a fly ball going out to center field. Orsani has answered, and he takes care of it for the first out. Owen out on a fly out to Orsani in center. One away, that brings up Pete Park, the Tiger right fielder. Box is up, That's his second appearance. He pops out to DeRozier. Back to the pitcher's mound in the third inning. Row on deck. Last half of the fifth. Baldine's on the mound. He's winding up to the pitch. Here it comes. All one inside. One ball is a count on Fox. One ball is a count. The last half of the fifth inning. Green winding up. Here's the next one. Foul. Back against the tree. One and one. One ball and one strike on Fox with one down, nobody on. Baldine's on the mound again. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Here it comes. All two, outside and low. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike is the count on Fox. He starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball. Going out to center field. Orsatti is answered. And he takes care of it for the second out. Fox flies out to Orsatti in center. Two straight put out for Orsatti. And that brings up schoolboy Rowe. Rowe coming up to the plate. His second appearance, he struck out in the third inning. The right-handed hitter. Scores now 3-1 in favor of St. Louis. Baldine's on the mound. He's winding up to the pitch. Strike one called. One strike is a count on Rowe. Baldine on the mound again. Winding up to the next one. And it's a drive. Out to center field. And Orsatti makes a beautiful running catch coming over to left center. On his third out, this time the tag. Well, we've expressed that one hard. It looked like a nice double going out there. There's a peculiar inning. Orsatti in center field gets all three put out. That ties the record in the third. And going into this score, the result there shows no runs, no hits, no errors. And going into the first half of the sixth, the score reads 3-0-3, Detroit 1. The nationwide broadcast of the World Series games are brought to you by the Ford Motor Company. First half of the sixth inning coming up, and Joe Medwick will be the first man up for St. Louis, the right-handed hitter. He has two hits out of two trips, and with this apply to the plate, if he gets a single, he will break the record on the most number of singles in a series. He'll be followed by Rick Collins and then Galante, the St. Louis captain. There's Paxton slow down to Gehring to attack him base. Gehring advances to Rogel. Rogel in to Rowe, and we're all set to go. Medwick is just falling up to the plate. He steps into the batter's box. The right-handed hitter, he has two hits. Out of two trips, singles in the first and fourth inning. Rowe is on the mound. Getting a signal from Mickey Thompson, winding up to the pitch. There's the first one. Strike one called. He started to swing, changed his mind. It was a called strike. One strike on Medley. Rowe starts his line up for the next pitch. Here it comes. High, ball one. One ball and one strike on Medley. One ball and one strike is a count. Rowe is winding up for the next one. There's the pitch. Strike two. Medwick swung at it. Two strikes and one ball. Two strikes and one ball is a count on Medwick. Rowe starts the old windup. Ball two, outside and high. Two balls and two strikes on Medwick. First man up for the Cardinals. The first half of the sixth inning. Back on the mound again. Gets his signal from Thompson. He's winding up. Here it comes. And he went down swinging. Medwick struck out for the first out. That's the second man for Rowe to work. That brings up Rip Collins, the St. Louis first baseman. Collins hasn't any hits so far in the game. Batting left-handed. Rowe's winding up for the pitch. There it is. And he swung on it. Strike one on Collins. Strike is a count on Rip Collins. Rowe starts to wind up to the next pitch. Here it is. Strike two, Collins. Two strikes. Two strikes is a count on Rip Collins with one down, nobody off. And he's winding up again. Here it comes on a five. All one. Two strikes and one ball. Two strikes strikes and one ball is a count on Rip Collins. Delancey on deck. Joe starts his windup. Here's the next pitch. Ball two. The pitch was inside and low, and the count is even up on Rip Collins, 2-2. Joe has the ball. He's back out there, standing back to the mound. Now he comes in on the rubber. That's the old windup for the pitch. The count is 2-2. Here it is. And he went down swinging. Allen struck out. Baldy's second out. Two straight strikeouts. And that brings up Delancey, the Cardinal catcher, a left-handed hitter. Delancey is up. Delancey is a left-handed hitter. There's two down. Delancey struck out his last play in the fourth inning. Roll is winding up. Here's the first pitch to Delancey. And it's a fly ball going out to left field. Garfield is at it. 100. And he makes the catch. He can barely. They're dropping it. It bounced up in his glove, but he managed to hang on. And retired the side with no runs, no hits, and no error. And the scores are going to be last half of the sixth inning. 3-1. In favor of St. Louis. The last half of the sixth coming up. And JoJo White will be the first hitter for Detroit, followed by Mickey Thompson, and then Charlie Gehrigan. We have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Back at Maven Field, going into the last half of the sixth inning. White, Hodson, and Gehringer will be the first three hitters for the Tigers in the last half of the sixth. There goes the throw down to second base. We're all set to go. White has been at the plate twice. He struck out in the first inning, walked in the third, then went down to second. And on strike, dropped the ball down there. He moved on around the third, after which he scored on Mickey Cochran's infield hit to Collins. Aldine is getting a signal from Delancey, winding up to the first pitch to White. Ball one, wide. One ball is a count. One ball is a count on JoJo White, a left-handed hitter. Aldine starts the old windup for the next one. Ball two, outside. Like all of these pitchers have a tough time pitching to White. He gets more walks than any of them. He's already had 8 walks in the third. 7 walks in the third. The Black Swan is tying the record. Dean is winding up. Here's a pitch. Strike called. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 balls and 1 strike of the count. This is the first man for the Tigers in the last half of the sixth. Teams winding up. Here's the next one. All three inside. 3-1. Mikey's got a mighty good chance to tie that record. 3-1 of the count. He's got to get 2 of them in there. Winding up. All 4. Going wide. White walk. If we're not mistaken, that ties the record of 8 walks in a series game. Patron is the next man at the plate for the Tigers. Patron has the only hit for the Tigers so far in this ball game. Singles in the first and third innings. The left-handed hitter. Aldine's on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Patron. And it's a ground ball down the first base side. Knocks the ball down. This is a hit. He knocks the ball down. And White pulls around to third. That's his third hit for Mickey Cochran. Allen goes for the ball and knocks it down. Didn't have a chance to get anyone. White moving around the third. Runners on first and third. Nobody out. And Johnny Gehringer is up. Johnny Gehringer is up to Tiger second baseman. A left-handed hitter. Dean's on the mound getting set. Here's a pitch. Strike one call on Gehringer. One strike as they count on Johnny Gallagher. Dodson on deck. This is the last half of the sixth, with the score leading 3-1 in favor of St. Louis at the close of time. Beans on the mound. Here's the pitch. And it's a down ball.
The result, the last half of the sixth inning, so for two runs.
Going into the first half of the second piece. They're tied 3-3.
Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowd that are listening in at the same
just throughout the United States and Canada,
as well as every aware of, are enjoying this game.
And back to the ball game at Maven Field at Dove with Frank Walk falling play by play.
In the first half of the seventh inning, Orsatti, the Cardinal center fielder, is scheduled to be the first inning. Followed by DeRocher and then Paldy. The hits are 6 for St. Louis, 4 for Detroit. And the Tigers have made one error. The Cardinals have made two.
Rollers on the mound, warming up with Captain. There goes the throw down to second. The Ganga, we're all set to go. Orsatti batting this is third attempt at the plate. He hasn't had any hits so far.
For the seventh inning, Ernie Orsatti batting. Roll starts to wind up for the fifth. Here it comes. And he attempts to bunt one, but he missed the ball completely. One strike on Orsatti. One strike is the count on Ernie Orsatti. First man up for St. Louis in the first half of the seventh. Rolls on the mound, he's winding up. Here's the next pitch. And it's a fly ball going down the left field line. Zarzan is after it. And he makes the catch for the first out. Orsatti is out on a fly to Zarzan and left. One away. That brings up DeRocher, the Cardinal shortstop. DeRocher has one hit out of two trips. DeRocher batting. Rolls on the mound. He got the signal from Thompson. Winding up. Here it comes. Oh, it was high. One ball is the count on DeRocher. One man down. Joe starts the old lineup for the next one. And it's a foul going out to right center. Going hit, going clear on by White. Clear out to the right field, center field fence. And DeRocher pulls up at second base with a double. It's a double for DeRocher. He's on second base. And Paul Dean is up. Dean is up, Cardinal pitcher, DeRocher on second, one down. White on deck. This is the first half of the seventh inning. Umpire Clem dressing the plate off. Now we're all set to go. Goes on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Paul Dean. Here it comes. And it's a hit out to right field. Paul Dean singles to right. Here comes the throw coming in. DeRocher is in with a run. All being singles to right on the first pitch, scoring DeRocher. And that makes the score read 4-3 in favor of St. Louis, the first half of the seventh inning. All being is on first base with one man down, and Tupper Martin is up. Tupper Martin, Danny, right-handed hitter.
Just stepping into the batter's box. There's one man down. Aldine is on first base. Roller taking his position on the mound. Getting a signal from Patron. For the first pitch to Martin. It's all set. Here it is. And it's a fly ball. Going out to short right. And White is after it. And he takes care of it. For the second out. Martin is out on a fly. Out to, or rather to Pott in right. 42nd out. Two down. That brings up Rob Rock. They guard off right fielder. Rob Rock has two hits out of three trips. Getting a double in the first inning, a single in the third. It was thrown out by Rogel in the fifth. Aldine on first base. Rob Rock batting. Batting left-handed against Roll. Roll's getting set for the pitch. Here it comes. Ball outside and low. One ball is the count on Rob Rock. One ball is it down. Rolls on the mound again. Set for the next one. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Down to Owen. Owen has it. And he's out at first. Owen to Greenberg. For the third out, retiring the side. The result for the first half of the seventh inning is one run, two hits, and no error.
On St. Louis is again in the lead by a score of 4-3, going into the last half of the seventh inning. We have time for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
The last half
half of the seventh inning show. No runs. One hit. And no errors. And the score, going into the first half of the eighth, beat St. Louis 4, Detroit 3. These World Series broadcasts are brought to you through the courtesy of the Ford Motor Company. Frankie Prince will be the first man up for St. Louis in the first half of the eighth inning, followed by Medley, Kevin Collins. The hits in the game are 8 for St. Louis, 5:44. Carlson made one error on a bad throw to the plate for the Tigers. Prince and Paul Dean making errors for the St. Louis team. Lowers back the preliminary throws with Hayworth. Prince coming out to the plate, making Carlson just throwing out. There's a throw down to second base. Hayworth making the throw. We're all set to go. First half of the eighth inning, Prince batting. This is Prince's fourth appearance at the plate this afternoon. He hasn't any hit. Prince hitter, batting left-handed against Lowe. Score is 4-3. Save of the Cardinals. This is the first half of the eighth. Lowe is on the mound. Starts his wind-up to the first pitch to Prince. And it's a foul down the first baseline. Foul by about 6 inches right down the first baseline. And it's strike one on Prince. New ball is tossed out to schoolboy Rowe. One strike of the count on Prince. Lovely on deck. This is the first half of the eighth inning. Prince steps back into the batter's box. Rowe starts his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Coming down to short. Rogel takes it on a big hop. And he is out at first. Rogel to Greenberg. One down. Greenberg making a nice pickup out of the dirt. And away, that brings up Medley, the Cardinal left fielder, a right-handed hitter. With Collins on deck. Rowe starts his windup for the first pitch to Medley. Collins. He was ducking that one at 80 back. Two balls are sent. One strike does the count on nothing. Goes back to wind up to the next one. Here's the pitch. And a foul ball going down the first baseline. Greenberg is going after it, but not a chance to get to that one. Just a little bit out of his reach. They count as two strikes on Medley. Another new ball toss in. Two strikes to the count. Medley's gone over to exchange back. Two strikes. One man down, nobody on. And this is the first half of the eighth inning. Back to the batter's box. Lowers on the mound. Getting a signal from Conklin. Winding up to the pitch. Two strikes to the count. Here it comes. Ball outside and low. One ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. That's the old windup for the next pitch. Here it is. And a foul to the right of the plate, going up on top of the stand. And the count is still two strikes and one ball on Medley. Another new one tossed out to Rowe, standing back of the mound, rubbing the cloth off of the ball. Comes in on the mound to get his signal. Winding up. Here's the pitch. And another foul. Back against the screen. Still two strikes and one ball. This is the first half of the eighth inning, and St. Louis leading by a score of 4-3. So it's coming in on the rubber again. Gets his signal, winding up to the pitch. Starts to. There it is. And it's a ground ball. Down to Greenberg. Greenberg comes up with it. And he is out at first. Greenberg unassisted. That's two down. Two down. And Rip Collins, the Cardinal first baseman, is up. Left-handed hitter. That is batting left-handed against Lowe. Two away. This is the first half of the eighth inning. Signal from Johnson, winding up to the first pitch to Collins. Ball, it was high. One ball is a count on Rip Collins. Lowe is on the mound again, up for the next one. Here's the pitch, and a foul up on top of the stand to the left of the plate. One strike and one ball is a count on Collins.
Two down, nobody on the last, or rather the first half of the eighth inning. And here's the next pitch to Collins. Strike two, he swung at it. Two strikes to the count. Two strikes and one ball. Both starts wind up again for the next pitch. And a foul into the stands to the left of the plate. Now demands the same two strikes and one ball. Another new one in. This is the first half of the eighth inning. Baylor leading by score 4-3. Rose standing back at the mound. He comes in on the rubber again to get his signal from Conklin. Two strikes and one ball is the count. He's winding up. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball. Going down back to third base. Marvin Owen going back after it, and he makes the catch out in short left. Back of third. Got a third out, retiring the side. The result, the first half of the eighth inning shows no runs, no hits, and no errors. On the score reads Baylor 4, Detroit 3, going into the last half of the eighth. And Mickey Conklin is scheduled to be the first hitter for the Tigers. Geringer on deck, and Garfield in the hole. Got their three big guns up this inning. Conklin has had three hits out of three trips. He was batting there in the seventh when White was thrown out attempting to steal second. Half of the eighth inning, Mickey Conklin will be the first hitter. Paul Dean is on the mound, warming up with Delancey. Conklin is strolling out to the plate. There goes Delancey, throw down the plate at second base. Teams are fighting hard for this game. The Cardinals win, it means they're tied up with the Tigers, and they fight the deciding game tomorrow. The Tigers win, it's all over with, and they will be the new world champions. Mickey Conklin at the plate, left-handed hitter. Dean's on the mound, getting a signal from Delancey. Starts the old wind-up for the first pitch. Strike one called on Conklin. One strike of the count. Conklin has been at the plate three times, and he has three hits. Singles in the first, third, and sixth. Dean starts his wind-up for the next one. And it's a ground ball, going down to first. First comes up with it. He's out at first. Strike to Collins for the initial out. Conklin grounded out, strike to Collins. One away, and that brings up Charlie Geringer, the Tigers' second baseman. Geringer scored a run in the sixth inning. He had a little easy roller back to Paul Dean. Paul Dean let it go between his legs, and it resulted in a couple runs before the inning was over. The left-handed hitter, Dean starts his wind-up for the pitch. Here's the first one, and it's a ground ball. Going down toward right, Prince goes after it, and he's safe. Safe at first, beat it out. One infield hit, Prince went back on the ground, made a quick throw, but Geringer beat it by a fraction. Geringer on first base, one down, and Goslin is up. Goslin is up. Back to left fielder, left-handed hitter. Paul Dean on the mound getting set. There's a pitch. Strike. He swung at it. One strike of the count on Garza. Geringer on first base. One down. This is the last half of the eighth inning. Paul Dean on the mound again. Getting a signal from Delancey. For the next one. The score is 4-3 St. Louis. This is the last half of the eighth. Paul Dean's on the mound set. There he turns and makes the throw over to first base. Ball's back into Dean. He's on the mound again. Another throw to first. Geringer was back plenty to serve. On the mound, getting set for the pitch. Here it comes. And it's a drive. Out to right field. Corey hit. And Geringer pulls up at third. Goslin singles to right center, sending Geringer to third. And that brings up Rogel. Brings up Rogel. Tiger shortstop. Time is called for the moment. Cardinals for a little conference with Dean. Rogel up. Good hitter batting left-handed against Paul Dee. Rogel batting, Derringer on third, Goslin on first. That was Goslin's first hit of the afternoon. Paul Dean on the mound. The infield's in close. Here's the pitch. Ball one. Wide. One ball is a count. One ball is a count on Rogel. The infield is in close in case he hits the ground ball. Chance to cut off a run at the plate. Dean's on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey. Ball two, it was wide. Two balls and no strike. Two balls and no strike to the count on Rogel. Aldine back on the mound again, getting a signal from Delancey for the next one. All set for the delivery. Here it is, and it's a fly ball. Going out to center field. Orsatti coming in after it. Ganger holding up. Here he comes. And he started in, but he went back when Orsatti makes a perfect throw to the plate. He really made a beauty on that one. That's two down. Two down. And Hank Greenberg is up. The tag of first baseman. Out on the pitcher's mound. Martin, Frick, Delancey, and Paul Dee. And we wouldn't be a bit surprised here to see Greenberg purposely pass. Greenberg's a right-handed hitter. He has one hit out of three trips, getting a single in the sixth inning. Rolls in a run. Two down. Derringer on third base. Goslin on first base. This is the last half of the eighth. And St. Louis leading by a score of 4-3. Aldine's on the mound, getting set for the first pitch to Greenberg, a right-handed hitter. All set. There it is. Strike one called. One strike. And a pitch to him. One strike is a count on Greenberg. Aldine getting a signal from Delancey again. Here's the next one. And it's a foul ball. Going down the first baseline. Collins is after it. But it's... And he makes a beautiful catch going over to the boxer. He made a nice catch over there on that one. For the third out, retiring the side. The result, the last half of the eighth inning show, no runs, two hits, and no errors. On the score, going into the first half of the ninth inning, Reese Taylor 4, Detroit 3.
The Ford Motor Company, which is sending you these World Series broadcasts, hopes that you are enjoying the game.
And now we're going to turn the microphone over to Pat Flanagan, who will carry on here in the ninth inning.
Okay, sir.
This is Grant. How about you, ladies and gentlemen? The first man coming to bat for the St. Louis Cardinals will be Delancey, who has been at bat three times this afternoon, has struck out once and flied out twice to Goslin.
He has far been trained by Orsatti, who has gone out once to the infield from third base to first, has flied out once to left and flied out to center. Following Orsatti, we have DeRocher, who has gone out from third to first, singled once, doubled once, and scored both times that he got hit. At the present time, the hits are even, Dean and Rowe each having given seven hits. Eight for Dean, I believe it is. 2, 4, 6, 7. 2, 4, 6, 7. Rowe has given eight hits. Dean has given seven. Off Rowe, 54 runs have scored. Off Dean, 53 runs have scored. The man at the bat right now is Delancey. First ball tipped to Delancey. He swings at it for a strike. One strike to Delancey and catches. They're getting left-handed. Delancey was a switch batter during the year, but since the season got near the end, he began to get left-handed entirely. Next ball is a slow one, coming down and nipping the outside corner at the hip for strike two. Two strikes to Delancey. Rowe takes his left hand from Falcon. Ready for the ball to six. Delancey swings at that one for strike three. 3-6 balls and he's down. Which makes the fourth strikeout for Rowe this afternoon. Next man coming to bat is Orsatti, the center fielder. We have told you what he has done at bat today. Right now, it's one man down, nobody on, or Shotty at bat. First to the ninth, and 43 in favor of St. Louis Cardinals. First ball, 50, then he fouls it back to the left of the plate, up into the upper deck. And it's strike one. One strike to Ernie Osotti. Rowe takes the new ball, rubs it up for Erling. Steps out of the line, he gets his time to pitch down to Osotti, and he's down there waiting for it. Here's the pitch. The ball goes back in the farther, back towards second base, passes behind second base, and goes for a single. Osotti singles to center field. That's making hit number 9 off the pitching of Rowe. Man on first base, Joe Osher coming to bat. Osotti singles to center. With one down, with a man on base, DeRosa coming to bat, right-hand hitter, waiting for Rowe to pitch the first one, which comes in a little bit wide for the ball. That's to make the fake throw toward first base, but Osotti comes back and won't throw his name. DeRosa watching for another one to come in here. Rowe stretches, looks toward first, where Osotti's taking the lead. Here's the pitch. There goes the ball down toward right field. Looks like it's going far. It does. A hard foul line drive. And Osotti limps all the way around the third. That bad ankle he's had since the first game. We're starting up the third, but he's on his way back across the infield now, going over to first base. The Rocha got a line drive foul way down the right field foul line. Fielders again taking their places. George Papp has just come in to say a few words to Lowe. Now he's starting back to his position. He's playing over deep toward the second base. Ready for the pitch to the Rocha. Runner on first, one down. Here's the pitch. With the bat back toward second base. It goes for a hit. Osotti comes over to second base. He starts for third. The throw is coming down to third base. He comes into the bag and flips his leg badly as he goes into it. But swings around and gets up as the ball is missed on the throw. The ball came in, and just as he got there, now he's down on his hands and knees with his head on his own. Yet there he twisted that leg quite badly as he went in. The Rocher on a throw down to third base, one out of the second. We have a man on second, a man on third, one man down. The Rocher is given credit for a single. He goes down to second base on the throw to third. The man is safe on the throw to third. The ball coming in, strike against Owen's arm, and bouncing off over the foul line. So we have a man on second, a man on third, Paul Dean coming to bat with one man down. The score, 4-3 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals in the first half of the night. Paul Dean has laid down a sacrifice, single once this afternoon, gone out once to the infield. First baseman on the fifth, he swings at the first ball pitch to him. Infield throwing in close for a throw at the plate with one down and two on. Runners on second and third, taking their lead. Paul Dean's ready for order pitch. He hits one down toward the second baseman. The throw is made at the plate, and the runner is called out at the plate as he comes dashing in. We have Osotti out of the plate on a throw from second baseman Zerwin. Now to catcher Conklin. On the play, DeRosa moves over to third. Paul Dean is safe on first base on the fielder's choice. And makes two men down and brings the head of the batting list, Mr. Martin, up to bat. Trevor Martin, who has had one single this afternoon, slide out to right, has also gone out to the third baseman on a fly, and has gone out from second to first. St. Louis has a man in scoring position over on third base. Two down, a man on first base, and Martin coming to bat. Martin coming up to bat. Joe gets his sign to pitch to Pepper Martin. Just as he got the sign, we find catcher Cochran stepping back. He's meant to talk to umpire Quinn. Cochran hurt himself at first base this afternoon, and he was jarred pretty heavily that time when Osotti threw his body against him as he came in. Lost the chance, of course, in doing that, hitting the plate and making the man drop the ball at the same time, but Mickey's too good a catcher for that. Man on first, man on third, two down on Martin at that. Rowe gets rid of the pitch. Swing time. Passes over his left shoulder toward first, where Dean is leading. Here's the pitch. Pepper Martin takes a fast strike, hooking the outside corner just above the knees. Strike one. One strike to the old couple pot. Runner on third starts his lead. Here's the pitch. He started for that one, changed his mind, and took it low. Ball one and strike one to Martin. Martin at bat with DeRosa on third, Paul Dean over on first, and two down in the first half of the night. Looks toward first. Here's a pitch to Pepper Martin. Fouls one high up into the stands. And it's ball one and strike two. The pitch is out ahead of it. The new baseball is shot in immediately. Cochran throwing the ball in. Low steps back, loves the ball a little bit. Turns his back to the hitter. Much the same manner that Jazzy Vance does.
When he's pitching, he's taking his time, pitching a cautious game. A one-run lead, you know, doesn't mean an awful lot. He doesn't want it to get any bigger. Watches at bat. Man on first and third, two down. Watch for the pitch. Here it comes. Up the notch. Swings down it from strike three. You're out. Two strikeouts for this inning. Brings his strikeout record now up to five. Watch him strike the out of the way. So in the first half of the ninth inning, for the St. Louis Cardinals, we have no run, two hits. There were no errors, and there were two men left in the base. Coming to bat on the last half of the ninth, we're going to see if these Tigers, who are famous for their last inning rallies, can do it again. That's what the crowd up here is yelling for. It's the hometown crowd for the Tigers. This inning tells the tale. If one run comes in, it's a tie. If more than one run comes in, it means that the Tigers have the World Series all to themselves. If no runs come in, it goes into a tie on games, and they'll have to play again tomorrow. The first man coming to bat should be Greenberg. He has struck out once, hauled out once to the shortstop, and has had one single, which drove in a run. Owen is the first man at bat. I beg your pardon. I have my son on Greenberg and calling him instead of Owen. Owen comes to bat. He's tried out once to center, gone out twice to the infield. Owen coming to bat. In the last of the night, Paul Dean ready to pitch that ball down to him. Takes the first and wild and high. Ball one. Ball run to Owen. Dean has his next time to the nasty. The crowd's starting to cough it up. Owen takes a smack at it. Not the high ball over near first base. It looks like it might go into the crowd. It does. Into the second row box seat in the upper tier. Making the call out. Ball one and strike one. Delancey throws the ball to Pepper Martin. Pepper throws the ball over to Duty Dean. So Paul Dean. Getting these dunes mixed up again. Let's see what this next pitch will bring. Ball one and strike one to Owen. He takes the strike at it. So Highland over towards first base. Collins is backing over in foul territory and takes the ball for the out. All out on a throw to Collins. That makes the first man out in the last half of the ninth and brings the bat back the right fielder. Back the right fielder is the ball coming to bat. First ball pitched down to Fox. He looks it over carefully and calls it foul, right? Ball on the Fox. One man down, nobody on. 4-3 in favor of the Cardinals. Last of the night. Fox started for that one. Changed his mind and took it for a called strike. If they hit from the outside corner, a fast breaking curve. Ball one, strike one. Fox stands in close to the inside line of the plate. It is left foot well in toward the home plate. Watches the next pitch. Dean winds it up. Next one, powerful strike two. Living the inside corner. Just above the hip. Ball one and strike two. A fastball. One and two to Fox. Fox turns around and throws one to the umpire. The umpire kicks the dirt away from the inside corner of the plate. Fox is waiting for it with a one and two count. Paul Dean has his signs to the lefty to wind up the start. Here's a pitch. That goes the far out toward left center. It's hit way back deep. Orsatti is after it. Says he can take it, and he does. Fox out on a fly to Orsatti. Now we just see who comes up the bat. It should be Screwball Row, but in a case like this, with a score of 4-3 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals, two men down in the last of the ninth, even though the schoolboy has six nice balls, and is a great favorite here, we'll in all probability see a new man come up here to bat for the schoolboy. You're trying to pick him as you can bat? The schoolboy is coming up to bat in his own position. Apparently, he's walking out there at least. Schoolboy Row is standing up there swinging a couple of bats. In the meantime, the infield of the Cardinals have gone into a huddle up on the mound. The entire infield is in there. Julian Martin, DeRocher, Fish, Cannon, Sakar, Dean, and Delancey. All in their backing. They start back toward their playing position. Sakar, Dean takes a little advice from some of the older heads. There are two men down in the ninth of the ninth. If Paul Dean can get past this next hitter, he will have a chance to throw this World Series into another try. Schoolboy Row steps into the batsman's box. Paul Dean is sitting upon and gets ready to serve the first one up. Here it comes. Went over the top of the catcher's head and hits against the backstop for a very wild throw. Well left. The catcher couldn't come close to it, and Rowe had to duck it. It was in close and high. The ball completely slipping out of the hands of Paul Dean. Ball out of the hitter.
Lowell Gates on a sacrifice, struck out and flied out to center this afternoon. The next was the first stretch, called. All running strike one. He's two ball low. He turns around and says something to umpire Clem. Umpire Clem holds up one finger on each hand. Lowell watching for another one. Dean lines it up, fires one down there. Lowell hits it towards center field, way back deep. Orsani goes back and yanks the ball down for the out. And a nice running catch deep in center field, way, way back deep. And we find the last half of the ninth inning for the Tigers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on bases. Which gives the Cardinals a total of 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors committed, and 6 men left on the bases. While the Tigers have 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on the bases. That ends the ball game, and it throws it into a tie again. Each team having 3 games. They're going to have another ball game tomorrow from this same spot. Looks to me as if Fred Husing is ready to talk about what's been going on. I'll turn it over to Ted.
Thank you very much, Pat. The broadcast of this game has been sent to you by the Ford Motor Company, builders of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks. You are cordially invited to be their guests again tomorrow when the World Series battle is resumed here at Navin Field, Detroit. And in the meantime, watch the Fords go by. I'm going to turn the microphone back to Pat in just a second, because Pat has been keeping a summary of the game and its highlights. There's nothing much more to add from this side of the field, because Pat has all that information right at his fingertips, and probably can look his score chart over to give you the highlight of the ninth inning. This, of course, is done for the late Sooner inners, who might have missed the game, or who might just be able to get back to the radio listening post on time and on occasion. And here you are, Pat, for the summer.
Okay, Fred, I have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the most interesting thing about the game is the fact that there has been better fielding in this game than we have seen in any of the others, particularly in the outfield, of course, with the exception of that marvelous white catch yesterday by JoJo White. But I think the way the scoring was done might bring it back to you if you have not been able to listen to the entire game. In the first half of the first inning, Martin flies to Owen. Rothrock doubles to right. Frisch lined to Owen, who made a very nice catch. Rothrock was safe going back to second, although the throw was made over that point. Metric came up and singled Rothrock in with the first run, and he went down to second himself on the throw to the plate, making the score 1-0 in favor of the Cardinals. The next scoring came in the last half of the third when Detroit came to bat. White walked and went down to second when Frisch dropped Delancey's throw as he attempted to steal. He got up and continued to third when nobody picked the ball up, and it was given as an error on the second baseman. Cochran singled to the infield, and White scored, tying the thing at 1-1. Then Geringer flied to Rothrock. There was no more scoring until the first half of the fifth, when the Cards came to bat, and DeRocher singled to Geringer. He kept the ball off his glove, but he made a single, back to second. A nice stop by Mr. Geringer, but nothing was done about it, although at first. Paul Dean sacrificed to Greenberg. Martin singled and scored DeRocher, and then he continued on to second on the throw to the plate, and went over to third on Gosman's arrow when he made a wide throw to the plate, making his score there 2-1 at that point. Rothrock went out from Rogel to Greenberg. Martin came in and scored an infield out, putting the Cards ahead 3-1. And then Frisch, to end that half of the inning, fouled off to Cochran. The next scoring was in the last half of the sixth inning. At that time, the Tigers came to bat, and White walked again. Cochran singled, and White went to third in the first pitch. The tying runs were then on base. Geringer was safe on Dean's error on a slow roller that he left well between his feet. White came in and scored, and Geringer went to first base, Cochran moving to second, making his score 3-2. Then Gosman popped a bunt to the catcher, who got Cochran at third base on a throw over from Delancey to Martin. Geringer moved to second in the infield out. Gosman went to first and was safe on the fielder's choice. Rogel flied to Orsani. Geringer moved over to third after that deep fly into center. Greenberg came up and singled to left, scoring Geringer and bringing the point up to 3-3 tie. Gosman went to second. Greenberg was on first. Owen went out from DeRocher over to Collins. In the sixth inning. In the seventh inning, the score that really went the ball game for the St. Louis Cardinals was brought in this way. Orsani came up and flied to Gosman. DeRocher smacked a double out toward right center. Then Paul Dean, the pitcher, actually won his own ball game by singling and scoring DeRocher, making the score 4-3, which is the final. Martin flied to Fox, and Rothrock went out from Owen to Greenberg. Those were all the scoring chances, ladies and gentlemen, during the game. The final score four runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left-hand bases for the St. Louis Cardinals. For the Tigers, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 6 left-hand bases. We have Rowe giving 10 hits, 4 runs, striking out 5. His opponent, Paul Dean, gave 7 hits, 3 runs, struck out 4, and walked 2. I believe it's time to turn the microphone back to Ted Husey, who will give you some of the highlights of this game, and then we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you very much, Pat. There's just one highlight that I want to give, and that is that records are going into the book. And when I say into the book, I mean Charlie White's Little Red Book, which is the official book that is used by all the press representatives for checking the best records in the major leagues. It's probably the only publication containing the authentic figures of every department of professional baseball, and it's the one that we're quoting every so now and then. In order to give you some idea how quickly those records come up, you'll remember that a new record was set today in center field by outfielder Rossotti in the fifth, when he retired the entire side, catching 3 of the flies that were popped out into that portion of the ball arches. White tied the record for 6 games with 8 walks, a record previously held by Dave Ruth. Of course, as you know, Frisch cracks 4 records almost every time he steps to bat. He's now been at bat 192 times in total series play. That is a total of 8 series, and the series isn't over yet. He's been at the World Series, 8 series, but 49 games. And, of course, playing tomorrow, barring any accident, he will make his 50th game and be way out in front for a number of games played. He has 57 hits in total series, and 45 of them are singles. There are many other records that we could give you, but as they come up, we'll pass them on to Frank Lux or Pat Flanagan, whichever of the two men happen to be broadcasting. Tomorrow is the concluding day. It's 3-3 and another game at Maven Field, Detroit. Now, don't forget, weather permitting, the Ford Motor Company brings you another World Series game tomorrow at exactly 1:15 Eastern Standard Time. Your announcer, Jay Husing, having followed in the wake of Frank Lux and Pat Flanagan, if you have watched, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.